Hey there, soul seekers. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy beautiful thing called life. Today, we're diving deep into something a lot of us wrestle with. Guilt and shame. Ever feel like you're carrying around these heavy backpacks of emotions weighing you down? You know that feeling when you make a mistake and suddenly you're drowning in self-criticism? Or maybe you've got this nagging voice in your head telling you you're not good enough. Well, guess what? You're not alone. We all experience guilt and shame at some point, but the key is learning how to work with these emotions instead of letting them control us. Think of it like this. Guilt and shame are like unruly house guests who just showed up uninvited. They can be loud, messy, and make you feel uncomfortable. But they are also there for a reason. Maybe they are trying to tell you something important about yourself or your values. The trick is to learn how to listen to what they're saying without letting them take over the whole house. So how do we do that? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you start working with guilt and shame in a healthier way. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. The first step is simply acknowledging that you're feeling guilty or ashamed. Don't try to ignore these emotions or pretend they don't exist. Naming them out loud can be incredibly powerful. Say to yourself, "Hey, I'm feeling pretty guilty right now," or "The shame is really weighing on me." Just by recognizing these feelings, you start to take back control. 2. Identify the source. Once you acknowledge your emotions, try to figure out where they are coming from. What specific event or situation triggered these feelings? Maybe it's something you did or said, or maybe it's a belief you hold about yourself. By pinpointing the source, you can start to understand the root cause of your guilt and shame. 3. Challenge your negative thoughts. Guilt and shame often come with negative self-talk. That inner critic can be relentless. But remember, those thoughts aren't always accurate or helpful. Start challenging those negative thoughts by asking yourself, "Is this thought really true? Is there another way to look at the situation? Would I say this to a friend?" 4. Practice self-compassion. This is crucial. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone feels shame sometimes. Instead of beating yourself up, offer yourself some gentle encouragement and support. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance even when you mess up. 5. Seek professional help. If guilt and shame are significantly impacting your life or well-being, don't hesitate to seek professional help from a therapist or counselor. They can provide personalized guidance and support as you work through these complex emotions. Okay, let me paint you a picture with this real-world example. Imagine Sarah, who works in a fast-paced marketing department. She's ambitious and driven, but she constantly feels this pressure to be perfect. One day, she makes a minor error on an important presentation, and suddenly she's consumed by guilt and shame. She berates herself for being incompetent and worries that her colleagues will think less of her. Sound familiar? This is where those 5 key takeaways come in handy. Sarah could acknowledge her feelings, identify the source of the stress perfectionism, challenge her negative thoughts, "I'm not a failure just because I made one mistake," practice self-compassion, "Everyone makes mistakes, this doesn't define me," and even consider seeking guidance from a therapist to help manage her anxiety. Remember, working with guilt and shame isn't about erasing these feelings, it's about understanding them, learning from them, and ultimately using them as fuel for growth. So, my brilliant friends, let's recap. Guilt and shame are universal experiences that can be powerful teachers if we approach them with compassion and self-awareness. By acknowledging our feelings, identifying their sources, challenging negative thoughts, practicing self-compassion, and seeking support when needed, we can transform these heavy backpacks into stepping stones on our journey to greater mental well-being. Remember, you're not alone in this. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me. Leave a review, tag me on social media, or simply send a message. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep shining bright, my loves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.